Hey, what's up, y'all? You're tuned into Laced Up, your weekly source of everything about urban fashion and streetwear culture. I'm your host, DJ Presto, and you're tuned in here on radio.dominican.edu. Just want to say thank you so much again for tuning in, whether you know me personally and you just supported me, or you just stumbled on this page accidentally. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Listen to me ramble on and on about something I'm very passionate about. Hopefully get to pass down some of this passion onto y'all. So let's get into it. So today I have a very special guest, one of my very close friends. He used to be one of my coworkers at Vans, one of my roommates. His name is Kyle, also known as My Name Is Kyle. Say what's up to the listeners out there, Kyle.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. My Name Is Kyle.
Sure. So, like myself and, you know, other previous guests I've had on my show, Kyle is, you know, a fellow fashion enthusiast. Would you say so, Kyle?
I would actually agree with that, Kevin.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, Kyle, just to give me a brief, like, little overview of what you got on today.
Alright, what do I have on today? Today, I actually wanted to dress down a little simple. Depending on my mood of each day, I kind of wanted to wear a t-shirt. It was pretty hot outside, so I chose just a regular plain tan t-shirt, long fit from H&M. For sure. And I got these black jeans on, cuffed all the way at the bottom in order for people to see my ankles. And the reason why I have people looking at my ankles is because I think it's pretty classy. I don't know.
It's a
pretty classy look.
I'm not gonna lie.
I am wearing black cement 3 Jordans.
Ooh.
Felt like, you know, I'm wearing a really classy outfit, pretty plain and simple, that I wanted to show out something pretty fiery, which are my Jordans.
Can't go wrong. So, was that a CDP in 2008 or is it 2011?
These are actually 2011.
For sure, for sure. I actually got them in 2012, Bred Fours myself, so it's pretty cool.
Another Jordan enthusiast right here.
For sure, for sure. So, Kyle, where are you from, and what's the fashion scene like out where you're from?
All right, so originally, I'm actually from Daly City, California.
For sure,
same. You know, hometown. The style over there is actually quite different from where I live now, which is Fairfield, California. People in Daly City, I guess everyone in their own city is not really categorized on how they look. I feel like everyone has their own style. But when I'm always in Daly City, I see everyone wearing Jordans, you know. The fashion trend now is a bunch of white shoes, so I see a lot of people wearing white Vans.
I noticed that.
Out there, I know that Bape is kind of popular. Not a lot of people could afford that luxury, but I mean, I know people trying to spend money, save money up, and just try to purchase all those branded clothing. A lot of North Faces, because I know Daly City is super cold.
Yeah, it really is, for some reason. I don't know why.
A lot of people have to layer up. But compared to where I live now, which is Fairfield, California, it's actually really different. A lot of people just wear, you know, just cargo American Eagle shorts, or maybe some retro Jordans or some jean shorts. I don't know. Yeah. It's really based on the weather, because over at Fairfield is really sunny. So
yeah.
Weather change makes a different style.
I feel it. So when and how did you start caring about, like, how you dress or what you look like, if you can remember?
Oh man. I guess ever since I was a little kid, actually.
Really?
You know, I used to think, like, man, I'm trying to look fly for this one chick or some one girl, you know, like, you always try to impress someone, so you're like, all right, I gotta gotta make sure I look fresh and fly. But I actually didn't start dressing the way I was until maybe middle school. My cousins and older siblings actually used to dress me up. They kind of influenced me to become really into fashion. I used to just wear like baggy jeans, some like old Chucks that no one ever seen, like some orange shoes. It was just like I was not color coordinated whatsoever. And then my siblings started to look at me and they're like, "Yo, what are you wearing?" And I mean, yeah, like people could wear whatever they want, but I mean, the way I see it, fashion helps me, you know, boost my self-confidence. So that's why I started to actually want to dress up. So in high school, I grew up actually in a public high school. So in kindergarten to eighth grade, I only wore uniforms. So that's when I kind of didn't really care about what I wore, because I know my shoes had to be either all black
or
all white or all brown or any of the combinations.
Y'all didn't know, me and Kyle actually went to the same middle school, Holy Angels, Coma.
Yeah, back in Daly City. shout out to Holy Angels. But that school actually, we had uniforms every day. I know I had to wear PE sweats. And then when it came to high school, that's when my variety of clothing started to pile up in my closets. I just started to realize, you know what, I don't need to wear uniforms no more. I gotta save up. I gotta show up. I gotta get some money for this clothing. I don't know. It was more of not spending money on food compared to college, but more on like, I have to go buy some clothes to impress some ladies.
I feel it. So, if you could, kind of categorize the way you dress right now at the moment, how would you categorize that?
Category. I know I've heard one of DJ Presto's shows before earlier in the couple weeks. I know he's really into Chris Brown, and so am I. I would like to say, you know, growing up, he's an amazing artist. I feel like people usually dress according to the people they look up to. I mean definitely. Like, I mean, if your parents are fashionable, that's cool too, but if you think of it like an artist that you like or someone that you just admire, and an actor or actress, you start looking them up, you start following them on social media, and you start seeing their outfits, and you're like, damn, I could dress like that, you know. So I guess right now the style that I'm kind of looking towards is either Chris Brown or Kanye West. It's just one of the hip hop culture that I think is really, really amazing. Definitely. Chris Brown's changing the game with Kanye West. I mean, Kanye West got some Yeezys going out. Yeah. We have like this whole long tee fit look. Mm-hmm. I personally like them just because I feel like if I did wear a tighter shirt, I know I would just look small and scrawny, so that's just not what I'm looking for.
That's actually the same reason I wear these as well.
So I try to slim down. I feel like with the body type that I have, it's kind of like slender, so I try to get a long fit. I wear skinny jeans, not only not too skinny, just because I feel like those kind of hurt. But not
what
too.
What do you mean? I wear those.
I'm sorry. It's just they hurt me personally. I got thick thighs.
I feel it.
But I wear some regular like skinny jeans, not too baggy, not too tight. I like to have a lot of color combination. Chris Brown used to wear back then. He had like loud combinations of like different graffiti artists and all that. So I thought it was cool to like, you know, combine some color patterns. You know, I never really grew up liking to match for some weird reason. I noticed that. Yeah, I couldn't really look at. I guess I grew up with my brother telling me, like, you know, personally, he thought that matching was overrated back then in high school. So I guess that's how I grew up thinking, like, all right, you know what? I don't need a match. I'll just wear whatever I want. So
I feel it.
Kanye West's mindset. He does whatever he wants, so I'll wear whatever I want, you know?
For sure. Dress for yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I feel it. So you kind of touched up on this with Chris Brown and Kanye and whatnot, but did any other celebrities, music artists, or like siblings, family members, did they ever like are they as like inspiration to you, or like you try to dress like them? Any people like that in mind besides those two?
You know what, it actually depends on, I don't know, the way I dress depends on my mood or the event I go to. You know, if I feel like, you know, oh, I gotta go to a dance workshop, I look up some like famous dancers that I know, maybe some like Pat Cruz, some Ian Eastwood, some Brian Puspas, you know, just try to see like what's the modern style nowadays. If I want to look kind of classy, I look at, you know, some classy men that wear like tuxedos all over Instagram or Twitter, you know, like some men's fashion.
Yeah.
I look at like, I don't know, some Stephen Curry wardrobes. He has some pretty fly wardrobes actually. I guess it really depends on what I'm basically going to. If I, you know, like I can't be wearing, you know, pajamas if I'm going on a date. It really depends if I'm like, oh, I want to dress up or I want to dress down, you know?
Yeah, so you really can't really tie down your the way your fashion sense to like one certain look basically.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
you have a lot to work with.
Yeah,
I feel it. I'm the exact same way.
Exactly.
So do you going off of that and like how you dress and whatnot, do you dress to make a statement in any way, or do you just dress, you know, to go for certain looks, like how you feel in that day and whatnot?
Yeah, I know there are people that do want to dress up, you know, try to make some statements, but me personally, I actually just don't care what I wear. I don't know, like, you know, I never want to one-up anybody if it's like, oh, I see that person dressing hella nice, I gotta dress nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I'm kind of thinking like, oh, is this too ugly or whatever? But that's only just because of my self-confidence, you know? If I feel like, oh, this looks weird, then I don't want to wear it, you know? I want to wear something that I feel good in, or something that I'm like, all right, you know, I don't look too bummy, you know? There are days where it's like, all right, if I feel sick, I'm going to wear sweats, you know, I'm not going to really care. But if there's days that I'm being lazy, but I don't want to dress up, that's when I wear like Adidas sweatpants or, you know, something still stylish, but also comfortable.
Fashionably comfy.
Exactly. So like sometimes you got to look good, but be comfortable at the same time.
Definitely.
Pretty much that.
So what goes through your mind when you like, say you're just getting up for school or something, like what goes through your mind when you put in an outfit together? You know what I mean? What goes through the head, you know, the mind of my name is Kyle, you know what I mean?
You know, what goes through my mind is I wake up and I look outside the window. I'm like, all right, is it sunny or cold? That's the first thing. I know for sure that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Secondly, and then I think, all right, if it's cold, that's when I dress up, you know? If I'm like, it depends on how I woke up. Like, if I wake up in a really bummy mood, I'm just going to not dress. Nice, you know, I'm just not feeling good today. Or if I'm like, you know, I'm feeling good, I want to just like impress myself, there's no one else I need to impress, you know, I'll dress up. I guess with all of that, I feel like when I wake up, I just want to make sure that I'm dressed for the right weather, you know. I would hate, oh man, I hate when I'm like, you know, I'm thinking like it's gonna be a hot day, you know,
and
I wear like
shorts and like a t-shirt.
I go out in shorts and t-shirts, super cold.
By midday it's like 50 degrees. Exactly.
So I gotta drive back home and it's like, no, I'm not gonna drive back home to get a jacket. I gotta suffer through this, you know. I gotta go to class all cold. Everyone's looking at me like, dude, this guy's weather confused and all that. And I'm like, dang, this weather app lied to me. So I don't know.
No, yeah, so definitely weather plays a huge factor in what goes through people's heads when they dress up and whatnot. I feel it. So you're saying like you got your shirt at like H&M and whatnot. Where else do you usually shop and whatnot? Like, do you shop at the mall or mostly online stores or
I try to find, actually I enjoy going thrifting with my girlfriend. I think that's actually really awesome. I mean,
thrifting is awesome. Thrifting
is pretty cool. Like, it's just like finding really cool clothes that I personally like, and they're just like super cheap, you know. But if I feel like, all right, feeling like spending money, I usually don't really go to the mall as much. I don't really try to spend time on like buying clothes in store.
Usually
nowadays people just buy stuff online, you know. It's easier, like if you actually want something, it's like, all right, it's gonna come in the package in a couple days, you know. But
any stores online specifically?
Stores online, let me think. I actually don't have anything specific. If I see something on Twitter or anything, I'm like, oh, I gotta cop this, you know, I gotta buy this. But actual stores that I actually go to, I know I go to H&M for sure. I used to, you know, I worked at Vans with Kevin and all of them, so went to Vans a lot. I like to shop at PacSun sometimes. I like mm-hmm. to shop at other stores such as that are in Berkeley, actually. I like to go to Berkeley
I really like going to Berkeley, too. Everyone out there is so trendy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like,
that's where all the clothing spots are.
Exactly.
Honestly.
You know, like, there are places where I'm like, okay, it's willing to drive, so I'll go down to Berkeley or Oakland or places like Walnut Creek or Livermore, mm-hmm, places that have outlets like Vacaville, stuff like that, you know?
Definitely.
Places that have, like, the, you know, the stores that are, like, in with the trend, mm-hmm, you know?
Definitely. For sure. Any name brands you're personally into? Like high-end brands or just like, you know, stuff they sell at like Zoomies or something, like anything specific?
I've always liked Obey. Obey was always one of my favorites. I only liked them just because, you know, they were like always there at Zoomies. I was able to cop them and they were like, you know, branded. Black Scale was cool back in high school. I don't really wear that much
anymore. Yeah, it was popping in high school.
I don't really see that as much. A high-end brand that I personally like is Bape, obviously.
I've yet to find someone that doesn't like Bape.
Yeah,
honestly.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I don't know how you... I don't know. It's just really... It's really cool. It's something new. It's, mm-hmm, it's super expensive. I do like Adidas. Adidas is popping off.
Yeah, I love Adidas, too.
Adidas, the stripes are pretty cool. You know, mm-hmm, like, anything branded by Adidas is pretty awesome. I think it's that Kanye West movement. It's pretty...
Yeah, definitely. It's like, on the map, honestly.
It's the music influence, you know? Like, whatever people that inspire you, you know, like Drake or any other artist, if you're not into hip-hop, like all of that, I feel like that's the way I dress, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel it. That's what's up. So would you say, personal opinion, that do you dress differently from most people?
Do I dress differently than most people?
That's a very broad question.
Actually, I feel like everyone does, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. I can never categorize, like, oh, certain people dress a certain way, you know? Like, I feel like everyone does dress differently. Not mm-hmm. even just, like, me. I think DJ Presto over here dresses differently than others. Like, mm-hmm. People might dress similarly, but it's not like, yo, we got the same exact wardrobe, you know? So, like, there's different combinations. Sometimes people feel like I'm gonna wear all red today. Some people feel like, you know, they can't even wear red at all. Yeah, so it's definitely. Like, it really depends on like the person you are, you know? Mm-hmm. There are people that are like, that really love black, and it's like, you know, if you really like black, you should wear black, you know? Who am I to judge the way you dress? Mm-hmm. So you should dress however you want every day.
But you can't deny there are a lot of people out there that are like, you know, trend followers that like as soon as something's popping, they're on it. Like they're Supreme head to toe and whatnot. Like those are people that like, you know, the super like trend followers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Like, I don't know. It's
those are also pretty cool though. You know, like people who do follow that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. You know, like you guys always looking good. That's fine with you. Yeah. It's just based on like how you really want to feel. You know, mm-hmm.
definitely.
The way you want to portray yourself is like who you are.
For sure. If you're just tuning in right now, I got my boy, my name is Kyle right here next to me.
Hello, everybody.
You're tuned in to Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto.
DJ Presto.
On radio.dominican.edu. Quick question. Do you, from your perspective, do you think the amount of money that goes into an outfit matters? Do you think so?
The amount of money that goes into an outfit.
Yeah.
That's crazy to say because usually all my money goes to the shoes, honestly.
But like, does someone have to have like a really expensive clothing in order to look like they dress nice? You know what I
definitely
mean?
Definitely not. Yeah. You know, like what I said earlier, we were talking about thrifting. You know, you can look as good as all these like people that are dressing so trendy if you spend like $20 max. You know, there's some definitely. Outfits that are over there. You don't even have to spend like $200 on a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend like $500 on a jacket that you're only gonna wear once to a party. You know, like you could dress as cheap as you want, as expensive as you want, you know, but at the end of the day, it's like you're gonna look like you know. You could look at whoever you want. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just you don't have to spend so much money on clothes, guys. It's not that serious. I'm pretty sure you all look pretty good, you know.
I feel it, bro. right on for the input. On that note, we're gonna take a short musical break here. The song was picked specifically by my boy Kyle.
Yay.
Off Kilt 3. It's called Something New by I Am Sue featuring YMTK and Save the Gemini. You're tuning into Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto, here on radio.dominican.edu. Continue this interview in a quick sec. Stay tuned, y'all.
Stay tuned.
Always see me stone with something new. Always see me stone with something new. More than a little, little, little. More than a little, little, little. Always see me stone with something new. Always see me stone with something new. More than a little, little, little. More than a little. I don't front for nobody. Some people tryna get you, it's a life. She independent, gotta get it on her grind. But I'ma get it, I can get it on my mind. 93 octane, that's what a car takes. She wanna put a band-aid over the heartbreak. Swaggin' out all day, the one like a ball fade. Soaking up all game, your boy on the campaign. Me and Kiki, smoking tree-tree. I'ma pull up on a bumper like BB. I know you haters can't beat me. Make your girlfriend leave, you and keep me. Always see me stowing something new.
Goddamn.
Always see me stone with something new. More than a little, little, little. More than a little, little, little. Always see me stone with something new.
Here we go, let's go.
Always see me stone with something new.
Shut the hell up, I want your partner behind you. Missed out, now you act all sour. Your friend in the car that do 200 miles per hour. You tryna block cause you fiend for power. Crib 10,000 square feet, she like I'm fine without her. I ain't flexing, I just live a different lifestyle. I pack a magnum in your ex be using lifestyles. Your ex say live like me, huh? Well, how you still adjusting to my lifestyle?
Always see me stone with something new. Always see me stone with something new. More than a little, little, little. More than a little, little, little. Always see me stone with something new. Always see me stone with something new. More than a little, little, little. More than a little. I don't fuck with nobody. I don't front for nobody. Always see me stone with something new.
Welcome back, y'all. You're tuning to Laced Up. Here we talk about all things urban fashion, streetwear culture, and what everything in between that. I'm your host, DJ Presto, here on radio.dominican.edu. I got my boy Kyle right here. Say what's up.
Hello.
Just kidding. Hi, my name is Kyle.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, which you guys probably don't, me and Kyle are actually dancers as well. We're specifically, I guess, hip-hop choreography, for lack of a better word. But yeah, would you say that?
Yes, actually, hip-hop choreography is probably the best way to categorize the way we like to dance.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. So, that's our main style of dance. And a little bit about my background dancing. I started dancing competitively my sophomore year of high school. With this junior group called Nuff Kids. They're a junior group for this other adult division team called Aftermath. And, you know, that was a really good opportunity for me to get my feet wet, you know, in a choreography-based team. You know, I was on that team for about a year. And then right after that, I joined a different team called APT, another junior division team. And they're the junior division team for the company, which is a pretty well-known group around the Bay Area. So yeah, I was around that for like 2 years, a little bit more than that. I'm still continuing to take class there as well. Yeah, they're at Westlake School for the Performing Arts. Shout out WISPA. And
WISPA. Shout out WISPA.
Yeah, Kyle, didn't you actually dance on ABT as well?
I did, yeah. Actually, it started the same year you started dancing too. Yeah. It was like sophomore, I believe. It was somewhere between sophomore and junior year that I danced for APT at Westlake School of Performing Arts. We danced on the same team, but
different times.
Right when I left, that's when Kevin started joining on the team. Yeah. So,
so was that your first experience on a team though?
Like, yeah,
competitively.
I would say so. I mean, there's this one dance club that I was in for El Camino High School. Mm-hmm. It was called Intensive Innovation. We were actually a competing team my freshman year, but I wasn't really involved with it as much as, you know, juniors and seniors were.
Yeah.
Just because I was so new. And, you know, ever since then, I thought, all right, I want to join another team that, you know, to experience my horizon and see, like, what I could do. So I joined APT, I believe, the following year after freshman year.
I feel it. They got some good, like, the way they handle things over there, like, dance-wise, like, the whole technique-wise and, like, across the floors and whatnot. It's very intricate. Very
precise.
It's a really good, if you guys are looking for a junior team to dance for, I really recommend APT.
Yeah, we recommend APT.
So, yeah. Being a part of the dance community around the Bay Area, we tend to notice certain trends that, like, circulate around, like, our dance peers, you know, other dancers and stuff. Would you say that?
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
See, like, a lot of trends.
Obviously, we're from Bay Area, so everyone in the Bay Area is dressing super ratchet sometimes, you know. But that's okay, because, you know, that's how we live. That's our culture. We go, you know, we're all thizzed out, you know. You know what I mean?
Definitely. What trends do you constantly see in the dance community around, like, you know, the Bay Area and whatnot, like, specifically? If you can name a few.
Bay Area, I know for sure, you know, like we were talking about fashion, obviously anything Adidas is really cool. Mm-hmm. Anything Nike is really cool, you know.
Nike running, all that.
Any of those big name companies, something that's comfortable. So Adidas and Nike and even, like, you know, Puma or anything that just gives out, like, something comfortable to dance in. We have, like, Adidas sweats, you know, we have Nike sweats, we have, like, even shorts for all of them. Those are really popular. I mean, I know this isn't, like, only in the Bay Area, but I know everyone in the dance community always dancing with flannels around their
flannels
waist.
Yeah, flannels tied around their waist. That's, like, a big, huge thing in the dance community for some reason.
I don't know why. I mean, I think it's because the flannels is, like, the perfect thing to be, like, you know, I'm super hot, but I'm super cold at the same time. You know, so it's
always,
like,
have it handy.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's too hot, you could just tie it around your waist. I'm like a jacket.
I always see that. It's actually funny because that trend in the fashion scene actually originated from the dance community. So if you ever wonder or you have a friend that, like, just does that, just know it originated from people who dance out here and stuff, probably specifically California. I'm just assuming.
Just assumptions.
Yeah. So you dance in high school, right? On your high school team, El Camino and whatnot?
Yeah.
And that was competitively, correct?
Yep.
That's what's up. So have you ever traveled anywhere competitively or just for dance in general while on that team in high school? You know, I heard El Camino's dance program is, you know, it's pretty good. You
it's
know,
pretty
y'all,
good for
y'all
a public
take,
school. Mm-hmm, yeah.
For a public school, like,
for
y'all
El
take
Camino,
trips and stuff?
Yeah, it's this advanced dance group. If you're in this group called APD, they give you these classes that you get to take either in LA or in New York. And I actually got to experience both because I was in APD from my sophomore to senior year. So actually my sophomore year I went to LA, took some classes, met up with some famous people that were, like, in movies such as Step Up, some dance movies like that. Yeah, I've taken dance classes. What's his name? That guy from Step Up? Not Channing Tatum, but the other guy. He's, like, the other main guy.
Step Up 2?
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about. Like,
Yeah. I totally forgot his name, but, you know, if you check my Instagram, he's on there. Mm-hmm. But, I've taken dance classes in L.A. I've never danced competitively in a competition, like, in high school, like, traveling-wise, but I did take some classes in New York as well.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Not only in hip-hop, but I was required to do, you know, some contemporary as well.
Contemporary and whatnot. Yeah. That's what's up. What is the dance scene just different out there in different, like, in LA down south or, like, in New York? Is it completely different from the Bay Area, or would you say it's, like, you know, we're there for the same reason, so, like, it's the same thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's totally different, actually. Now the way that I think about it, here in the Bay Area, you know, like, let's say if we went to the company's class, you know, all of the style of dance that they have is so intricate, so precise, you know. When I went to New York to take dance classes in high school, it was never like a tick, 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 you know, like it was never like super intricate, like sharp movements. It's like, it's more huge, like really, movement. It's more of like playing with the song, you know, like they kind of just like, they act out whatever they're dancing, you know, it's kind of different, you know.
It's like, pretty theatrical.
Exactly, yeah. New York, they had a really theatrical dance choreography over there. It was also, I took some crumping classes over there too, which is pretty cool. Yeah, New York has some pretty cool crumping classes. I know LA down in SoCal, it's very dance is very popular in SoCal, actually. Definitely. So, I mean, if I recommend, if you guys want to take dance classes out there, there's this place called Movement Lifestyle.
Yeah.
I've been there. There's also other dance studios. There's like so many opportunities for people who want to dance hip hop or even jazz, tap, anything else. There's so many things you could do.
I feel it. Definitely. Definitely. So, you know, what would dancers be wearing when you took class, say in LA or in New York? Like anything you remember of like the trends down there?
I could name a few. Back in New York, actually, this is probably my junior year. There was a lot of people wearing like jewelry, like heavy jewelry while dancing. Yeah. You know, usually people are like, you know, I kinda wanna take off my stuff, you know, like make sure like I'm able to like, you know, move without like necklaces popping off. But I've seen some girls dance in boots. I've seen some men having, you know, like heavy jewelry, like some big chains while they're dancing.
I can't even dance with my watch on, dude.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable, but over there it's like, it's their fashion is really different.
They
like
to show out.
Yeah, they really like to show out when they perform. And I think that's pretty interesting because I guess when you take a dance class, you know, at the end of the choreography, you end up, the choreographer ends up picking people to perform the dance. And so I guess in New York or even in LA, people try to try to stand out. Because, you know, who's going to pick the kid who's just wearing a plain white tee and some basketball shorts, you know, rather than someone who's all stylished out, you know, someone that's like putting the character into the song. Yeah. So,
no, unless that person killed it, though. But
exactly.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Unless that person killed it. Mm-hmm. But I guess
in LA,
it was kind of similar as the Bay Area culture. Actually, a lot of people wearing, you know, like bro tanks, some tank tops, some, you know, some midriffs, some I don't know, some flannels around the waist, gray sweats, some Adidas, Flyknits, all of that stuff. So nothing really different compared to California's NorCal and SoCal teams. But over in the East Bay, or not East Bay, but East Coast, New York, I know they're probably completely different than over here.
Definitely. So did you notice like anything like in LA, like would they be dressing like in, you know, super bright colors? Is that like a thing there?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, you're so right. Mm-hmm. I've seen so many people down there. They were wearing some bright colors, man. Yeah. I mean, that's like, who am I to judge again, right? But bright colors, you know, like they were just standing out, popping out, you know, people not even wearing like barely any clothes. People just wearing spandex and some like, you know, sports bra. I mean, like that's, you know, that's just how it is. You know, you sweat a lot. So I would assume down in SoCal where there's sunnier weather, I feel like people would have less clothing, you know, when they're taking dance classes. So.
And that's like super, that like completely contradicts like the Bay, like specifically Daly City, South San Francisco area.
Yeah.
Like we're from, like a lot of people here layer up when they dance. Like
exactly.
They like wear all black, you know, with the whole like Kinjas thing going on. Like everyone's been wearing all black.
Everyone was
people pretty much dress like they're like wearing, like they wear jeans to teach a workshop or something like that.
Yeah.
Which is something I just noticed like around the Bay Area. So I was like, I was wondering, like, I wonder if it's like that, you know, everywhere else with the dancing, you know? So I guess not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, I mean, over in SoCal, you'd wear shorts. Over here, you'd have to wear leggings, just leggings and shorts. You know, like you gotta wear something like layered up. You know, I come over to, you know, some auditions, and I'm over here trying to get sick and all and whatnot. And it's
I feel it.
Yeah.
You ever been to San Diego for dance at all?
San Diego, I've never been to San Diego for dancing.
Actually, I competed in San Diego. Remember that?
Oh,
that was the year after you left APT.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I actually went to San Diego and competed at this competition called Body Rock Juniors.
Right.
And it's pretty. Actually, we didn't even compete. We were an exhibition team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the dancing out there is crazy. Like, we went to Choreo Cookies Studio. Like, that's where we rehearsed.
Yeah.
our set. And you know, the whole, like, everyone out there, just the way they dress, I can only like categorize it one way. They all dress so athletic, like they're like, you know, like running tights, tanks, you know, running biker shorts or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people, like, that's like the scene out there, and it's pretty cool just contrasting, like, you the know
different
what
cities.
Yeah, different cities and whatnot. Yeah. It's pretty cool. So yeah, on that note, we'll take a short musical break here as well as last time. We're gonna finish this interview off after that. Thank you for tuning in again. Stay tuned. This is Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto, and my co-host, Kyle.
Hello, everybody.
Here on radio.dominican.edu. Be right back, y'all. Welcome back, y'all. You're tuned into Laced Up. Here we talk about everything urban streetwear, urban street fashion, whatever you want to call it. You're tuned into radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, DJ Presto. I got my boy over here, Kyle. Say what's up.
Sadu.
What's up?
I'm just kidding. Hi, everybody.
Thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate that. Hopefully we got some cool stuff that interests y'all. right now we're talking about, you know, the dance community and how it differs from a lot of, how trends differ a lot from like where you're from and whatnot. We definitely see the differences, like when we take class somewhere else or when we go to class around here and we can see who's visiting from another place. Like, you can definitely notice that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
And you know, a lot of teams, I don't know if you noticed this, but I noticed that a lot of teams have like a trendsetter that majority of the team dresses like.
Oh yeah.
Would you agree?
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Right? Yeah.
And
yeah,
I feel like majority of the trendsetters are usually the directors.
Yep.
You notice that?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah,
like,
you know,
for example, like company, you have Pat Cruz, the whole Adidas pants with like a button up and like the one button on the top, or like a flannel, or like a denim jacket or something like that with a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff like that, whole look was established by, you know, the director.
Yeah.
Definitely. Or, you know, like Keone with Choreo Cookies, Keone Madrid. He, you know, wears a lot of like running shoes and like running tights with like dry fit shorts, like dry fit a lot of things, or beaters, you know, out in San Diego. Like I said, it's very athletic out there. Like Choreo Cookies, probably one of the most fit teams I've ever witnessed in my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's exactly. Just you know, a lot of the directors, like Melvin with Chapkiss and whatnot, like everyone, there are a lot of trendsetters out there.
All trendsetters, yeah, out there. I feel so, like the directors are, you know, the ones who set the trend. They're,
yeah, they
like
set the bar. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like just because they do, you know, direct a team, the team looks up to them. So yeah, this is that. I feel like that's
one of
why
the aspects
they
look up to as well, like how they dress and stuff.
Yeah, like we were talking about how whoever we look up to, that's the person we want to kind of dress up and not become that person, but you know,
try to emulate what they're
on their level. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Definitely.
So
that's exactly like the kind of thing we're going for here.
Yeah.
And kind of going in your business right now, but you got a brother, right?
Yeah, I do.
Isn't he director of like a huge, renowned Bay Area team?
Oh yes, he is.
What team is that?
Posted at Redwood City, we have Academy of Villains. My brother Percy Agoncillo. Shout out to you, bro. I don't know if you're listening to this, but yeah, he's actually the director. He was actually part of Academy of Villains right when they started. He was you know, actually one of like the people that weren't even the directors. He was just a random person, and all that. So
I feel it. Definitely. So like we were talking about earlier, tying this back, would you say your brother to AOV was like, you know, that trendsetter, that person that people look up to and kind of like sets the bar for you know, how the team dresses, I guess, in a way?
Yeah. So my brother is actually sorry, bro, I don't think you're that fashionable, but he's a good leader. Don't get me wrong. He's someone that, like, people did look up to.
Mm-hmm.
But he did have a co-director, which was Farside. He was a part of Supreme Soul as well.
Yeah.
He was actually the trendsetter at AOV. A lot of people looked up to him. He had, like, leather jackets. He always had this mean thug look. So, I mean, people at Academy of Villains, they always wanted to look up to him because he was actually, you know, hard, you know, like looking always hella hard, you know, always like trying to be, you know, standing up tall, you know, never like so confident, you know. And my brother, he was confident, definitely, like the way he dances, the way he teaches people. But the way he dresses is like the way he dresses normally, you know, like I see him, the way I see him at practice is the way I see you at home.
Like what, how would he be dressed like or whatever?
You know, he wears hats all the time. Like me, I always wear hats. You know, a lot of people, they like wearing hats when they dance or when they don't. It doesn't matter. But he wears hats a lot. He always has this, like, rosary cross that he always wears. I think that's not because of fashion, but because, you know, it's something deep to him. Yeah. You know, every time people wear something, it's like they might have something that, like, means something to them. You know, not just because of fashion. So I know my brother always wears that. He has he's always wearing plain t-shirts, you know, just like me. I like wearing plain t-shirts. I don't really like to have like so much loud, you know, going on over, you know, all over my chest and all that.
Yeah.
But he wears plain t-shirts a lot. He'd be wearing some leggings and some shorts, you know, just because like Redwood City is like hot, but not too hot, you know. And exactly. And he wears he actually wears a lot of Vans and SBs. He's not really the type to wear like
running
Nike
shoes.
Fit. Yeah, and running shoes or anything. He wears like a lot of, you know, like heavy duty shoes.
It's pretty
that
OG.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's like pretty much on that.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
So
yeah, if you just tuning in, this is Laced Up. I'm your host, DJ Presto. Thank you again for tuning in. It is radio.dominican.edu. Here we talk about all things urban fashion, urban street culture, whatever you want to call it, everything in between. And right now we're kind of focusing on, you know, coming from dancers, like we just notice a lot of trends and whatnot.
Yeah.
And, you know, just discussing like the dance community and like what trends and who kind of sets these trends around the community and how it circulates around among our peers and whatnot. So, yeah, from Kyle, are you are there any choreographers that you're a huge fan of, specifically like not just the way they dance but the way they dress as well? Anyone that pops into your mind?
Someone that, you know, I do look up to Pat Cruz. You know, he's great, not just because he's Filipino too and just because I could look like him, but yeah. It's because, you know, he has he's part of the Bay Area culture, you know, like mm-hmm. Oh, it's someone that is from my home, you know, so it's like it's an honor to dress like someone that's from over here, you know. Like I'm sure where he's from is like Daly City and like Daly City San Bruno area, like I know like how they dress, and Pat Cruz, he like one-upped it, you know, like he started doing this jean jacket look, you know.
Yeah,
everyone started wearing all that. I mean, yeah, trendsetters are pretty cool. Another choreographer that I'd like to dress like, I'd probably say Ian Eastwood, you know. He's a really good sense of style. He's very classy, always slim fit all the time.
Super slim fit, skinny dude.
Yeah, I know, right? So that's why I feel like I could dress like him, just because I'm like, okay, you know, I know for sure I'm more of a skinny fit rather than relaxed. So Ian Eastwood always has like that classy hat. Mm-hmm. It's more, what are those hats called again? Like
the fedoras.
Yeah, like fedoras, yeah. Or like one of those like those paperboy hats, whatever those are.
Oh, newsboys?
Newsboy hats. Yeah. I know he'd be wearing those all over his videos. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so like it's whatever choreographer that I see on YouTube, basically. If I see like anything, I don't really look up on Instagram a lot or all of that, but I do look at videos that DJ Presto shows me, mm-hmm. or any of my other dance friends. They show me videos of famous choreographers and I'm like, oh, you know what? This guy dresses pretty nice. Or like Chris Martin, you know, I've recently just watched him too. He dresses really nice. All of them are
very distinct. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They have like their own style, which is pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool. You know, I'm actually a huge fan of the way Brian Puspos dresses. Have you noticed like his sense of style?
He's like, he dresses kind of like, well, he dresses mostly to Chris Brown a lot, mm-hmm. but he dresses like Chris Brown,
Chris Brown, Kanye kind of mix. Yeah, you know what I mean? He always be wearing Yeezys. He's very, very fashionable. It's pretty funny.
He does have that money though.
Yeah, he really do though. He rolling in dough right now.
For real, right? Like,
for sure. Wish. So, going to back to like a perspective of a fellow dancer, what do you usually wear when you're taking class? You know what I mean?
What do I usually wear? I know for sure, if it is a hot day, I do wear Adidas sweat shorts. They're like the Adidas sweatpants, but like
just cut off at the calf.
Short version.
They're the same ones.
Exactly. Those ones are awesome. Mm-hmm. I wear these Adidas like Boosts that I have, like these Ultra Boosts. Mm-hmm. I really like, you know, running shoes rather than what my brother wears. Yeah, like
SBs.
Vans or SBs or Chucks. Like those
they're
are
hard
cool,
to dance
but they're like, you know, they're kind of hard to dance in. The grip's stiff. Too tight, mm-hmm. you know. So
definitely.
Sometimes I gotta like glide somewhere. So I'm like, I need to have like maybe a running shoe or something that has like less grip on the bottom. I don't wear any Jordans for sure.
I don't wear any
Tims. I don't wear nothing that like deals with like something I want to mess up. I want a shoe that I can mess up with, you know, mm-hmm. something that I don't really care about, but also looks still kind of cool, you know, like I don't want to look bummy while I'm dancing either. So I wear that. I know I wear, like I said, I do like long fit tees. So I tend to wear a lot of long fit tees as well.
Yeah.
But if I'm in a class where I know like, oh, there's a lot of people that are going to be in this class, I wear something that is like branded for dance companies, such as, you know, Movement Lifestyle or World of Dance clothes, mm-hmm. or, you know, any dance team that I like, I represent that just to show like, hey, I'm a dancer here. I'm not just a random,
random guy.
I like the dance culture too, guys.
Yeah. Not just a follower. I'm on a team too, dude.
Exactly.
I do the same thing. It's so funny. So going back to like trends and whatnot, or actually, do you think going back to what you said, do you think about like being comfortable when you dance and whatnot, do you think it's like dancers should pay attention to style when they dance, excluding, you know, performances obviously,
mm-hmm.
but like just learning or taking class, or is it just being comfortable should be like the main, you know, thing they go for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like people, when they do take dance class, I feel it's really up to how they feel. You know, like it's really mm-hmm. like, you know, if you really want to dress nice, go ahead. You know,
if you want to stunt, you'll stunt.
You know, like if you want to look pretty good in front of all these people, then go ahead. You know, it's not really. With dancing, it's really hard because you can't really judge a person the way they dress when they dance, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really based on the way they dance, you know?
Yeah.
A choreographer is always going to be like, you know, you dress nice, you don't dance nice, you know? Like,
yeah.
You could, it's all about the dancer, you know? Mm-hmm. Over what Definitely. We're talking about, our topic is always about dancing, and it's like, dancers, I personally, like, it's not about how I look. I want to dress comfortable so I could, you know, do the moves correctly, you mm-hmm. know? Like, sometimes if I'm wearing too tight of a clothes, I gotta be too stiff, and then I'm not being the potential dancer that I could be on,
yeah.
you know, during class. So I feel like being comfortable is important to me personally. I don't know about anyone else that dances, but
yeah.
Just me, in my perspective,
same,
I feel
same.
Like.
I completely
know.
Agree. Being yeah. comfortable definitely plays, like,
a pretty big role. Yeah.
Like, I know it's a lot of people, like, it looks just so uncomfortable when they dance. But
yeah.
Like, they're still moving perfectly fine.
Perfectly it's so, fine. It's so like, weird. It's really how the person is, you know? Like, mm-hmm. We just can't do that.
Yeah,
it's
I just, can't. I guess it's just where we're from, because, like, you know, comfort's, like, really emphasized here in the Bay Area as well.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. Any dance trends that you're a huge fan of, not just in the Bay Area, but, like, just that you commonly see among dancers?
Dance trends. Oh, I know a lot of dancers nowadays wear Yeezys, so I'm pretty into that for
yeah.
sure. I know for sure those would be pretty comfortable to dance in.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Another dance trend that I see a lot, I guess I see a lot of, you know, a lot of just comfortable Adidas stuff, actually. Mm-hmm. I know Adidas
Boost
is still popping.
Whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know, big companies like those, like Nike and Adidas, like, I just see that everywhere I go, every time. I see a dancer, people are looking up to me like, oh, you know, one day this guy at Vans looked up to me and was like, hey, do you dance? Just because I was wearing, like, you know, something like some Vans and some, like, short shorts, or, like, just looking comfortable. I don't know
yeah.
why, you know, like, it's just depending on how you look, it's just, like, determines if you're a dancer
mm-hmm.
or not, which is crazy.
You can definitely tell when someone's a dancer.
Exactly, you know,
like yeah.
you just see, like, the way they dress is like, oh, that person's a skater, or oh,
mm-hmm.
that person's a dancer,
mm-hmm.
or that person just likes to work out, you
yeah,
know? It
definitely.
Really depends.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Any trends that you're just not a fan of? Like, why is that? Why
is that a thing?
That?
Oh, I do own a pair of Urban Empire sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, I like those, you know? Like, I have the Young Lion sweats. I have all these dance sweats. But I'm
mm-hmm.
like, man, these are some heavy sweats.
Yeah, they, yeah, honestly.
You know, like,
yeah,
I just feel like, you know, like, I did like them back in high school. They
mm-hmm.
were, like, you know, the
they're
trend.
Trendy.
Yeah, they're really trendy. And, they, you know, they do look good still. I really like them. But it's just, like, the pockets are huge,
yeah.
you know. Sometimes I go and put my phone in there. It's
mm-hmm.
like, you know what? I need something like a zip-up pocket, like
yeah.
an Adidas sweats, you know, like
yeah.
something easier, something
Definitely.
Like I can move in. Like, sweats kind of tie me down. So I personally am not a really big fan of sweats unless, like, I roll them up.
Yeah.
I'm more of, like, a shorts type of guy. So
I feel it.
Anything
Definitely
else,
feel
like,
it.
Just, I don't know. I'm more of, like, less clothing type of guy when I dance just
mm-hmm.
so I could feel free to move everywhere.
Yeah,
so
definitely. That's what's up. That's what's up. Any last final things you want to say to our listeners out there about anything we've been talking about, or any shout outs or whatever?
I'd just like to say, everyone tuning in, thank you, and I appreciate you guys listening to DJ Presto and I. Hope you guys enjoyed our topic. For all you dancers out there, not trying to offend you guys, everyone else, you guys look amazing. Dress however you want to dress. Do not let anyone judge who you are. Shout out to my girlfriend Diane, shout out to extended fam HBH, and all of the people that I hang out with all the time. You know, I know you know who you are, so thank
it.
You guys, and
this
appreciate you guys.
This is your first time on radio, correct?
Yep,
this is a pleasant experience.
I'm glad to have been on the show with DJ
yeah,
Presto. Hopefully
sure.
you guys tune in for the rest of the semester
mm-hmm.
and hopefully I'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, thank you again for taking time out of your busy day, come out here, talk about something we're both passionate about. That's what's up. Thank y'all again for listening. This is DJ Presto. You're tuning to Laced Up here on radio.dominican.edu. Tune in next week again, 5 to 6, same time. Thank you again. All right, y'all.
Peace.